Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
I shared part of this story with the 5 o'clock crowd, so if it sounds familiar, the incense isn't going to your head. You actually have heard parts of this before. But it's been a story very much on my mind and heart this weekend. The Reverend Dr. John Westerhoff spent some time during his ministry in Argentina, and in a little pamphlet that he wrote on baptism, he shared the story of one of the most profound baptisms that he had ever witnessed. He said he showed up at the church on a Sunday morning to find the whole congregation kneeling and weeping as they listened to Good Friday hymns. So you can imagine that they were listening to something like, "Were you there when you crucified my Lord," in Spanish, of course, or some other similar hymn that called to mind the fallenness of humanity and their participation in their lives in sinful human behavior. And while the congregation was kneeling and praying and crying and singing these Good Friday hymns, the father of the child to be baptized walked down the aisle carrying a child-sized coffin that he had made. And he had tears streaming down his face. He walked up to the altar and rested the little child-sized coffin on the altar. And then following the father came the mother carrying a big bucket of well water from the family well. And as she came forward, she too had tears streaming down her face, and she poured the water into this little coffin. Finally, the godparents came down the aisle carrying the baby, who was naked and sort of wrapped in some bare rags. And of course, when the priest plugged the baby's nose and dunked the baby in the water, the baby came up screaming. So at that point, everybody is crying. And the priest said, as he dunked the baby in the water, "You are drowned in the waters of baptism." And he pulls the baby up, the baby's screaming. Everybody's still quite teary at that point. He anoints the baby's body with the oils that he uses when he says last rites over people. But then ultimately, using the healing oils, he anoints the baby's forehead and says, "I brand you as we brand the cattle." This is Argentina. To remind you of whose you are forever. And at this point, the organ breaks into Easter hymns. Everybody jumps up and starts singing these celebratory hymns. This is such a beautiful and powerful night for us because we have the opportunity to go through all of that emotional and spiritual territory together as we've just come through this Holy Week and are here at Easter Eve. We have the opportunity through the renewal of our baptismal covenant to reaffirm our faith. Particularly, I love the phrase, "Will you persevere in resisting evil?" And whenever you sin, not if, and whenever you sin, will you repent and return to the Lord? There's the deep acknowledgement that we pretty much need to go through Good Friday on a daily basis. Because each day, in some way, our hearts turn away from God, turn away from each other, and turn inward in whatever selfish ways that we are pursuing. So when we consider this story that Dr. Westerhoff shares with us and our own renewal of our baptismal faith on this night, we have the profound invitation to consider those ways where we have sinned. Not if, where we have sinned. And to imagine that we too are drowned in the baptism of our Lord. That the water is literally washing away whatever those things are that are weighing heavily on your hearts. This is our opportunity to atone for those sins. But water, as you all know, dries quickly from your skin after you have bathed and those sins are washed away from you. Your skin is not left with any residue from water, is it? So the second part of this baptismal rite, the anointing, is actually the part where we allow the new life of Jesus Christ to seep into our souls. In the same way that you rub lotion on an infant after a bath, or lotion on your own selves, the anointing oil of baptism is where you are marked with this new life. You are embraced by the love of God more fully, more completely than you felt before. And you have the chance for that to seep in and soften your heart, as we heard in the Ezekiel lesson tonight. Remove my heart of stone and create in me a new heart, O Lord. This is the second part of the baptismal rite. And these kinds of liturgies, when we gather together to remember the salvation of God throughout all of history, is one chance for us to allow that baptism to sink deep into our hearts and souls, to soften those places of stoniness or harshness, wherever they might still exist in us, so that the joy of this Easter season has the chance to plant some roots and to grow. For those of you who are struggling or grieving this evening, that joy can be a difficult thing to find. And so the best that we may hope for in those circumstances is the softness of grief, the honesty of what those disciples experienced. They didn't believe in the resurrection immediately. They were dumbfounded. They were shocked. They were still in grief. But their hearts were softened. So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in his baptism wash us clean from our sins. Remind us that we are marked as his own forever, and continue to soften our hearts to accept how fully beloved we are, and then to act in that way. Amen.
Amen. Amen.